producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. All you have to do to get in touch is basically call 855-993-7569. I don't think that makes any sense to anybody anymore. I guess that was Lily Tomlin, Nyan, who played the telephone operator. People apparently used to talk that way, but now it doesn't make any sense. All right, so I'll try and... People say, why is she talking funny like that? What can I tell you? All right, so vernal equinox. Nobody's tried the egg trick, huh? I was terrified that when Kate's call came through, she was going to call up and say, I just killed an egg and it's your fault. But so you guys can try that. All right, so the Pope is making a huge hit in America right now. And did you see that instead of having... dinner with the congressional members and diplomats, he's eating in a homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. This guy's got good instincts.
Yeah, really.
Don't you think?
I would say so.
And you were impressed that Obama went out to meet him,
mm-hmm.
rather than waiting for him to come to the White House. So there you go. All right, so tomorrow the chaos begins here. As I said, on Monday I already got, like... I got three or four cancellations before, like, 10 o'clock in the morning saying, okay, the Pope is coming. It's like we're battening down the hatches for, like, you know, a hurricane. But we've got the Pope, we've got the UN, we've got Mercury retrograde, a full moon coming, and a total eclipse. So we're ready for, you know, bring it on. It's and they're putting on extra trains, and they're telling people not to come in. It's only when things happen unexpectedly... This city really responds very well to chaos. I get maybe it's just because there's so many of us that if you don't respond well, the things get even worse. So this is a good city to be in if something's going to go weird. In spite of the fact that the Knickerbockers were originally a baseball team and are now a basketball team. In 1846, astronomers Urbain Jean-Joseph Le Verrier, John Couch Adams, and Johann Gottfried Galle collaborated on the discovery of Neptune. Well, that's pretty international, right? Presumably a Brit, a Frenchman, and a German, Neptune. Did you know that? That was a collaboration? I didn't
know. That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. In 1909, the Phantom of the Opera, original title Le Fantôme de l'Opéra. Well, I wonder how they got the translation. I'm kidding. It's obviously a direct translation. A novel by French writer Gaston Leroux is first published as a serialization in La Galois. Which I thought was a cigarette. What does Le Galois mean? I wonder if it tells us. The galaxy? Does it say what Le Galois means? The paper was actually taken over by Le Figaro, but doesn't say what it means. All right, you can figure that out while I'm doing the rest of this. You can sort of Google what Le Galois means, because I do know that they call the cigarette Le Galois as well. All right, Trev, you run that for me?
Yes, indeed.
Groovy. Okay. I should give out the phone number in the middle of all this as well. 855-993-7569. 855-99-DR-JOY. In 1911, Earl Ovington made the first official airmail delivery in America under the authority of the United States Post Office Department. Now, yesterday, I think, was the day that the post office was actually open for the first time, which means today somebody went postal. That was a joke. I did it yesterday. I guess no one liked it yesterday or today, so I'm on a roll. In 1913, Roland Garros of France became the first to fly in an airplane across the Mediterranean from San Rafael, France, to Bizerte, Tunisia. I mean, think about being the first of anything. Think about being the first guy to get in a plane. I mean, how nervous you'd be, right?
No kidding.
Yeah.
How did they know how big to make the fuel tank?
Probably had to do with weight. Same thing it has to do with now.
Probably.
And then you pray. Yeah. And quite often they had additional fuel in the cabin. I mean, when you talk about the reserve tanks, I mean, all sorts of things are really scary. And a lot of, I mean, that's why a lot of the crashes, I guess the early crashes were so scary, is because they had gasoline you know, they had cans of gasoline. Not, you know, the first to do anything. I think I want to be the second to do something. I don't know, the first people, because the first people, there's a whole bunch of bodies littering the landscape who thought they were going to be first. You know, it's like the Everest. They have all these bodies, and they don't bring them down. They just basically stay up there.
I read an article about that. It's super dark.
Yeah, people sickles. Yeah.
Yeah, and they use them as, like, landmarks. Oh, I'm by, like, Green Boots is one. Oh, yeah. I've just passed Green Boots. I'm about halfway to blah, blah, blah.
Well, see, I mentioned before I spent two summers doing archaeology digs. The first one was in France, and it was the Upper Paleolithic, which was about, you know, 75,000 years ago. And then the more modern one was in the banks of the Snake River. And we ended up doing salvage archaeology because they were going to dam the Snake. And we were in, it turned out, what they said was an ancient graveyard, but it wasn't all that ancient. And we dug up somebody that we called Mrs. Green because she was. Archaeology can be a little more down and dirty than you expect it to be. Anyway, all right, so enough of that. They said Checker speech today and Republican cloth coat. 1959, Iowa farmer and corn breeder Roswell Garst hosts Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev. We're going to do a really cool interview that will be in a couple weeks about... I know Russia's viewed as the bad guys again. Did you know that? You know, Putin is viewed as kind of...
Oh, yeah.
The Russian bear, and I don't know anything about Putin, but there's some interesting kind of resurgence a bunch of years ago, and this was had to be, what, 15 or 20 years ago, someone explained to me that the history of Europe can be understood as the Russians every 50 years have a revolution, and they get clobbered, but then they're the most resilient people on the face of the earth, then they come back, and if you think about it, Nikita Khrushchev was 1959, which was 56 years ago, right? And Putin's been in for, what, 3 or 4 years? So, I mean, it's basically more or less true that every 50 years there's just a cycle. At any rate, there's a documentary that opens, I think it opens not next month, called The Man Who Saved the World, which is absolutely fascinating, and we're going to do an interview with the director. That there really was one human being who's really responsible for the fact that we're all alive today. I'm not going to tell you more about it, but it's a really cool interview, and it's a really cool documentary. So, I mean, the idea that one group of people are really bad and one group of people are really good is a bit naive and counterproductive. In 1962, the Lincoln Center for Performing Arts opens in New York City. Remember the movie... With Maria and the Jets and the whole kind of thing, West Side Story. Did you know that was based on where Lincoln Center is now?
No,
that was the West Side Story. I didn't either because I wasn't living in New York. But that's where West Side Story, the West Side was gangs. And that's where it happened. And so it's somehow kind of cool that that Lincoln Center, and they just spent like a gazillion dollars, so they have a new campus there, and they actually have a building that has, the roof is made of grass, so you can go out and have a picnic on top of the building. It's very cool. They made a whole campus out of it, and they've also done some stuff so that you can get student rush tickets and like things that cost a dollar, and it's become a much more, what's the word I want? Sort of community-based thing. It was always this kind of little enclave unto itself, because big old buildings and on the Upper West Side, and now it's a much more lively place with much more a mix of people as opposed to just very wealthy people who could afford to indulge in culture. Speaking of which, in 1980, Bob Marley played what would be his last concert in Pittsburgh. Bob Marley, an interesting man. Documentary about him. He had a gazillion children. In 2002, the first public version of the web browser Mozilla Firefox Phoenix 0.1 was released. So there. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind? I'd love to talk with you about it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, happy vernal equinox to you. See if your egg will not stand upright. Supposed to do it only this day. And you could say, well, why wouldn't it do it in the spring equinox? And I have no answer for that, except to say that I think it's the vernal equinox that will do it. But it seems to be sensible if it would do it at one, it would do it the other. Maybe that's why we hard-boil Easter eggs, because it won't actually do that. I have no idea. Doug, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Doug.
I wanted to let you know the origin of why operators say nyan.
All right.
In the early days of telephone service, the transmission was so poor, especially on long distance, they couldn't differentiate between 5 and 9. So they said 9. And they also were trained to say 3 and 4 so that there was less confusion when reading numbers over the line.
All right, so I'm trying to think. 5 doesn't sound like 9, though, do you? Do
well,
you think
it could on a long-distance call. Because they both have the I in the
Yeah, middle. They both have the second I.
Correct.
Okay. 9. All right, so how did they... So 1 is 1. 2
one,
would be...
1, 2, 3, 4,
three.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right. I mean, I assume that it was so they could be understood, but it doesn't sound so 5. All right, I accept it, and I mean, I assumed it had to do with sort of making it clear, but I don't know what it could have been. You know, 9 and 19, 9 and 90. 9 and 90 I can get, but nobody used 90 as a phone number.
No, they would say 90, they would say 90 or 90.
Because if you think about it, 9 and 90 is confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But as you point out, 90 is seldom. And people now say, instead of saying, they say oh rather than zero, which is okay if you're thinking about numbers. If you're actually writing something out, a zero and an O are not the same.
Well, for a long time, the telephone company used the letter O
yep.
for the number O, which caused confusion because
yeah.
in the early days, people were dialing the O at the digit 6 on the rotary dial.
Yeah, good point.
Instead of the last digit, which was 0.
Good point. So I guess the moral of the story is now we can't hear anything because we're on cell phones, and before we couldn't hear anything because it was crummy transmission. So the more things change, the more we can't hear anything on our phone. Got it?
Absolutely.
Got it. Doug, thanks. That was a truly depressing kind of analysis, don't you think? Yeah, but we're paying more for it, so don't worry about it. Doug, thanks for your insight, but it does occur
You're
to me
welcome.
That we still can't hear each other on our phone. We do we do better on we do okay on this kind of transmission. If you think about how many steps it takes for me to hear a caller. It's amazing that we ever understand each other, don't you think, Trevor?
I do think that.
But it's certainly better than orange juice cans and a string.
That's true. I don't think.
Did you ever try that as a kid?
I did, and I just kind of got bored with it because it didn't sound good.
You actually can't hear anything.
And you could hear the person from standing and right in front of you.
Well, because a string is not going to transmit anything. All it does is look like a wire. It doesn't have any transmittal properties.
Pull it super tight.
Is that true?
The premise is that, okay, think about it this way. The string in the center of the bottom of the can makes the bottom of the can into a diaphragm. So one end would be the microphone, the other end would be the speaker, because the tension in the string transfers the vibrations from one bottom of the can to the other bottom of the can.
So it should actually work.
It works, but it's kind of pointless because unless you have a string that's like 50 feet long, you can see and hear the other person.
All right, but you're saying to me, in theory, that there will be transmittal the audio wave.
Oh, yeah,
if it's taught enough.
It works, yeah.
Because I don't think that was ever made obvious to us. We just, because there would be huge kind of loops in the middle. I mean, we didn't bother pulling it tight.
It's the thing, you see it in the comics or whatever, and they take it to, like, the next step, and just, like, they're doing it around the block or whatever, and it's the whole thing, so... Kids
so it should work.
Oh, yeah.
Because I always assumed it was just
it
sort of...
Work.
It was like, you know, taking your index finger and your thumb and pointing and shooting it. That was just...
Yeah.
Obviously, there's no bullet that's going to come out of your index finger.
Right.
But you're saying that this should actually work.
Yep, it sure does.
You're going to love Martian, The Martian.
Yeah.
Because
I want to watch it. It looked good.
This is one of the ones, and you should go see it in 3D. You know, I am not a fan of 3D, but Everest and Martian are both worth seeing in 3D. So there we go. All right. So we have. I'm just trying to think what we should do here for a couple minutes, just because we're about to run. Did you see they've gone? They've grown a kidney to transplant into animals. That's going to be terrific.
Wild.
I mean,
yeah,
that's really great
no doubt.
If you think about it. Because to be able to, instead of harvesting organs from human beings,
Which, I mean, are you a donor?
I am, yes.
Yeah, me too. Although the older I get, the more, they're probably not going to care about any of my organs. That was one of the things when my daughter was going to be in Hawaii and she called, hopefully she's not listening today. And she said, Mom, I just want you to know I've donated my organs. And I think she expected me to say, oh, no, you're not going to die. And I said, how often, unless you die the day before the mailboat comes, your organs are going to be a grease spot. I said, first of all, you need to tell your dad because it's perfectly okay with me. But second of all, unless you die just before the mail ship comes, they're not going to be of any use to anybody. They're going to deteriorate. I think I was supposed to say, oh, no, don't talk about that. She picked the wrong mom. This mom does not does not panic about stuff like that. This is my favorite story of the week, which is more people die from selfies than shark attacks. That apparently in the last calendar year, there were 8 people who died from shark attacks and 12 that they know of from selfies. So not only do more people die from selfies, but 50% more die from selfies. And they're saying that's probably a conservative estimate. And there's a website, apparently, that now has selfie deaths and wounds that apparently... Remember, did you ever see the movie Anti-Mame? I think it was called... Was it called Mame?
No.
I think it was called Anti-Mame. Where she is... she marries this guy, and he takes her on honeymoon to the Alps, and he kept stepping back to get her in the picture, and steps off the Alps.
Oh my God!
Well, people do this with selfies.
I think the same premise is at play.
Yeah, exactly. If not sort of paying a whole lot of attention, and in Denver they've closed off one of the parks that has bears in it because some fool was actually sort of killed by a bear who got within like 10 feet of a wild animal.
Oh my God.
Thinking he wanted a selfie. I mean, you do not mess with brown bears. I mean, they are or grizzlies. They are serious animals, and they will view that, especially coming with a stick. I mean, what could somebody be thinking? And the answer is, of course, they were not thinking. So they now prohibited them. They may have actually closed the park because they said people were being so stupid about it. But not the world's smartest. And there was actually some guy who did a selfie with a shark. I think he got eaten as well. I mean, think that people would be a little bit smarter than that. Maybe not. And when I told you I was doing Doug Steffens, I was co-hosting for the last bit of time. And one of the things they have, which is, I suppose, reminded me of Shark Attack, is they have people who are pitching ideas. And one was a selfie that you could take and take your camera and attach it to a tree or something. And I said, I thought that was taking things a bit far. What can I tell you? 855-993-7569. 3/5 of the world is still without internet. Smart folks. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible. Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the poem to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WholeTones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Okay, there's not much, but what there is probably going to do pretty well this week. It's a Pitch Perfect 2. There you go, which is obviously the second of the Pitch Perfects. The first one was kind of an unexpected, it was kind of a sleeper with Anna Kendrick and Rebel Wilson. Rebel Wilson, I think, is one of those actors that you put her in any movie and she's going to bring it up. She always plays exactly the same part, which is troublesome. And some director is going to be smart enough to cast her in some other role. And I think she's very talented. She always plays the kind of crude, rude, I'm going to break rules because, you know, I'm heavy and everybody's going to make fun of me. But she has a certain energy to her, and I think a certain intelligence to her that could be cast. You know, I'd love to see her as a superhero or something like that. I think she's going to do really well at some point. Okay, it's been 3 years since the Barden Bells became the first all-female group to win a national title. So we saw that, all right? All seems well until a botched Lincoln Center performance to the president leads to a scandal that strips them of their performing duties, causing internal tension and strife. With the World Championships on the horizon in Copenhagen, the women must get their act together for their one and only shot at redemption. I mean, look, does that sound like kind of a forced notion? Yeah, well, you got that right. I still got Anna Kendrick sort of being more charming in this than in usual. As I said, Rebel Wilson, I think, nearly walks away with it. Hayley Steinfeld is in it, Brittany Snow, basically all the young actors. Katie Segal, I think is actually how we pronounce it, actually has a cameo in this, and she's terrific. You want to see more of her. Elizabeth Banks is not only in the movie and sort of reprises her role. I think she's a really talented, smart woman as well. She's also the director. So the problem about this one is that you've seen the first one, so you know what's going to happen. And I think the music is the most fun part of it, and it really does work. That it's pop songs and how smart is somebody to be able to put together a movie. Speaking of which, The Intern comes out next month, and Robert De Niro got in apparently he walked out of an interview with somebody who he thought was being negative. Robert De Niro can be a little bristly. I was at a press conference with him, but it's kind of who he is. Not to mention he's 72 years old. And this is a movie in which he is playing really against type. And for most of his movies, I think he hasn't been asked or even forced or maybe even invited to go on press junkets, which are pain in the neck. Because, I mean, even when I'm there, I think they're a pain in the neck. And I get to do sort of most of the fun part. So we put up, who do you think is the most, I suppose we could say the most polite and also the most impolite actor and why? Just for fun. I'm not going to put up anything that even is faintly negative anymore because... and don't put up any politicians. As Trevor says, is there some kind of game where you say anything, you read a fortune cookie, and you add under the covers or something like that to make it sexual?
Yes.
We're now having to add everything that says no politicians, right?
But you can add in bed if you want to all your Facebook responses to keep them interesting.
Who is the most polite or impolite actor... under the sheets? I don't think. How are we going to know that? Trevor, no. No, Trevor. Bad Trevor. Naughty Trevor.
It was just a thought. I don't know.
Thank you. It was a great thought. Not. All right. So here's a latest thing, which I don't know how you guys feel about this, but it's an interesting study. The headline says, a text message a day may keep the doctor away, which always offends me. Like, people give me apples, and I think it's just to keep me out of their hair. All right, so they did a study with 700 people, which is a pretty big study, and they divided them evenly in half, 350 and 350, and one group, for 6 months, they sent a text message sort of saying, be careful about your diet, or don't forget to take your pill, or get some exercise, or whatever, and they found that after 6 months, the people were on exactly the same medication, same diagnosis, they matched them all up, and the people who got the text message every day were doing better. So they had lost more weight, they did more exercise, yada, yada. So the idea being that if you can get kind of an electronic nag, that it may work, which I think is an interesting idea, don't you? I did a study a bunch of years ago with Quaker that said that you could go on, for weight loss, that you could go to this website and be paired up with somebody who either lived in your neighborhood, didn't have to necessarily be geographical proximity. And it turns out that people who paired up, who found a buddy to lose weight or exercise, did much better than people not. So it turns out it doesn't even have to be that level of involvement. All you have to do is have somebody who sends you a text message every day. We used to have a thing that I would send you the call of the week every day. We would text it to you on Saturdays. But it wasn't, okay, folks, be nice to each other. It wasn't that. But maybe that's not a bad idea. Somebody wanted me a bunch of years ago to do therapy online. I think this is probably as close as I want to come. Although people could do it one-on-one. I don't know, would you guys be... Trevor, would you call somebody like me if you had a problem and knew could be private? Would you be willing to pay for it? No.
I might imagine so.
It's an interesting idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I've always said that part of it is, you know, that this is hopefully useful, but it's not therapy. But then you can hear, like Kate today, when we talked to her, you can hear that she had... like three different insights, three different kind of really revelations. I don't know. I like doing this. But and part of what's protecting me is that it's public, so that nobody can say, well, she told me to go and stab my mother in the heart. I know, I don't think people say
that'd
that.
That'd be a heck of a conclusion to leap to.
Well, it's happened to people before. Alrighty, so I thought what we would do, there's no theater, there's beginning to be a huge amount of theater. It will start in the next week or two. So the reason I haven't been talking with you a lot about theater is that this is the kind of latent time for the theater, although the big winner, to be quite honest, is already open. It's going to be Hamilton. You wait. Going to win everything this year, except that it can't win Drama Desk because it won last year, because we do both Broadway and off-Broadway. But it will win the Tony for best musical, for best score, for leading actor, for probably supporting actor. It's terrific. And I'm not telling you that so to frustrate you, because you're going to have a hard time getting tickets, and the tickets are expensive, but to put it on your bucket list, especially if you're planning to come here in the next couple of years. And it's one of those ones, it'll probably go on tour. I think In the Heights, who was written by the same guy, went on tour. But to a certain extent, I wonder how much it's dependent on him. I guess we'll find out. There probably will be a roadshow company. All right, I thought what we would do is, I'd love to say, have you ever gotten a text message that you thought was inspirational? Have you ever gotten a text message that you thought was inspirational? I don't know that I ever have.
Yeah.
People say happy birthday. People have sent me text messages on September 11th saying, are you okay? People have sent me emoticons with little smiley faces. I'll tell you my favorite text message, which came because what was the last hurricane that didn't hit? Was it Isabella? I think it was. I think it was, or Inez something. Whatever. I think it started with an I. I think it was like Inez, but I'm not sure. And somebody sent me, because they were going to come visit from Florida, and they sent me a text with a picture of lawn furniture, and one of the lawn chairs had been knocked over, and it said, Hurricane Inez, we will rebuild. I said, okay, you had to have been there. And I'll tell you one more silly story, and then we'll look and see whether people have done anything at work that they felt they had to do to keep their job that they felt was wrong. Which is, I mentioned that I'd broken some toes. And so I was trying to find a pair of shoes that would be comfortable enough, because your feet swell. And as long as I keep my foot flat, it's okay. But it's not okay, but it's not. But like pronating my foot at all, you can't do that. So I had these pair of shoes, and I thought, well, these are comfortable. They were fabric. And when I got off the train, I realized why they were comfortable. They completely separated the top of the shoe would completely separate from the sole, so it was completely open. So, and I don't really want to be walking around the streets of New York barefoot. So I went into a Duane Reade, and I asked for two plastic bags, and I ripped them up and sort of made a little tourniquet around my shoe so to keep it on my foot, which actually doesn't feel terrific if you've got broken toes, because you have to tie it tight enough so that it doesn't flop around a lot. So I not only walk like a bag lady, I look like a bag lady. That's the end of my story. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, so Trev, you got have you ever done anything that you thought was wrong to keep your job?
Well, when I was a young reporter, I was asked to get one of my coworkers to move to a different paper in Idaho, who had just moved there. And it was like, if you get this guy to move, you can be editor. And I didn't. And my publisher had kind of pressured me to make this guy,
How were you going to get him moved? To take a different job?
Talk him into it, essentially. He just moved from, like, Spokane to middle of Montana.
Wow.
So, I didn't
I was told to make nice in ways that are not at all appropriate to the friend of the general manager. I got fired for that one. I said no. I'm a much better therapist than I am anything else. 855-993-7569. We come back. Have you ever done anything at work?
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so let's look at people who've been asked to do something that they thought was wrong to keep their job. And one hopes that it doesn't happen as much as it used to. I think that the transparency with the combination of the internet, emails, phones. You know, we're going to do an interview with, I guess next week, with Dub Lawrence, who is the guy that's a documentary about him. called Peace Officer, where he was the one who introduced SWAT teams, who's sheriff in Utah, and he was the first one to have a SWAT team after Watts, after L.A. And I meant to ask him whether he thought the idea that cops are now wearing cameras would tend to decrease the kind of militaristic tendency that law enforcement has moved into. I have to ask him. Alrighty, so let's talk about if you ever. So both of us have gotten leaned on a bit. And did you get fired?
No, but it was the beginning of the end, I suppose.
Yeah, I got fired. So, and you know, if I had to do it all over again, I would do it. Just because, I mean, at some point, things are just right or wrong, and you have to live. And the other thing I think about once, if you see Black Mass, I think that's certainly one of the morals that you're going to walk away with from Black Mass, is the first step over the line is the hard one. The second one is much easier. And after that, corruption doesn't necessarily present itself with a big neon sign saying, hey, I'm here. You're going to get, you know, this is a major step. This is going to be a major moral issue. It's seductive and subtle and kind of creepy and you know, kind of sneaks up on you. So, and, you know, I think probably, I've told the story before of getting an illegal sticker for someone, which, and the details are too stupid to talk about here, but realizing that once you start, you have to continue. It was the only time in my life I ever felt sorry for Richard Nixon, because you had to keep up. Once you start a lie, you have to continue the lies, because or they're never ending. So it's that first step, folks. All right, let's see what people have said.
Okay. This one comes from Bruce, who says, only once when I was a young pup out of college at first job circa 1979, our boss organized a social event at a country club that did not allow women. Our female marketing manager could not go. I went but felt bad about it, and to this day... No, yeah. I went and I felt bad about it, and do to this day. Would like to be able to revisit that one and do the right thing, and to this day, that club bars women. Sad.
Still. Wow. You know what? My guess is that when we look at all of these, that they will, what they will have in common is that we were young, because I think the older you get, the more you realize that if it's not this job, it's another job. And, you know, I was talking to somebody about this earlier today, of, you know, she was saying, well, if I only knew then what I knew now. And I said, you know, I've asked that question on the air, and almost without exception, no matter how I ask the question, the answer is always, you're calmer. You just don't sweat the small stuff as much anymore. And you realize that most of it's small stuff. That you can always get another job. And you can't get another conscience. You can't get necessarily another chance to make something right. Sometimes you do. A lot of times you don't. So you try and do it right the first time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Antonio says, I obeyed an unlawful order when I was in the U.S. Navy. I was being bullied and harassed, so I was kind of forced to comply, not to mention I was threatened to be written up for insubordination if I did not comply. So although I know it was wrong, and although I tried to say no, I was forced against my will.
Yeah, I mean, there really are circumstances, although Nuremberg would say, you know, it's the benefit-risk ratio, isn't it? And sometimes, I think the older we get, the more we're able to understand that the risks are probably less than we think they are, and the benefits, or vice versa, that the risks aren't as great as we think they are, and the benefits aren't as great as we think they are either. Okay, keep going.
Inga says, several times over the course of my career, I was sexually harassed, but stayed at the job rather than say anything to my superiors. In my day, there was no such thing as sexual harassment protection for workers.
Well, I think you're right, that if you talk with anybody, any woman who's worked over the age of probably about 50, that she will tell you. There was some statistic that said that, and this was a fairly recent one, that said women over the age of 20, that something like 1 in 8 have been sexually harassed, that 1 in 4 have had some kind of sexual assault, not necessarily rape, but something being exposed to some unlawful sexual act. So hopefully it's changing. I mean, and that's kind of the point of this, is to understand that sooner or later most of us have to make that choice. And just, if you can, think about what the long-term consequences and benefit, the risk-benefit ratio is. Okay, because you can hear people are haunted by it. What else we got?
Mm-hmm. George says, there were many employees I was told to, quote-unquote, cut their hours to one day. Then they quit, and we'd not have to pay unemployment.
Yeah.
When people's tills were short more than $2, we would cash their checks and take what they were short. I would often make their tills short $1.50 to try and hide it when someone was short. That's a lot. Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Yeah, in most places, if your till's short, you have to make up the money. Which is one of the reasons why if somebody's a supermarket, gives you too much change. I actually asked this question once in the air. If somebody gave you too much change, would you give it back to them? And what was most interesting to me is that people were very honest about it. And what they said is it depended on the store. If it was a mom-and-pop store, they would give it back. If it was a large supermarket, they wouldn't. But my point was, even large supermarkets, quite often the cashier is held responsible for the till. And so if his or her till comes up short, they have to make up the difference. So in the long run, it doesn't make any difference if it's a big store or a small store. In the case of a big store, they're not going to absorb it, the cashier is. So it always comes down to the little person. It also comes down to doing the right thing. My basic rule is sort of this horrifying version of karma. If somebody shortchanges me, I'm going to complain. So if they give me back too much money, I have to give it back. Otherwise, lightning will strike me. I truly believe, and I'm not sure I believe in karma completely, but I certainly believe in lightning. Keep going. I have to be very careful in the rain.
That's right. And then finally, Diane says no.
Well, that's helpful. Good for you.
Thanks,
I'm glad.
Diane.
I'm glad, yeah. Was very. Thanks for contributing to the richness of the program.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna make her toenails and grow. Are you not? All right. Understand. Go and try your egg and see if you can make your egg stand up. Do you plan to do that? You're gonna go buy some eggs and try it.
I do plan to do that because there's no way. There's just no way.
You're not gonna do it, or you don't think it'll happen?
No, I don't think it's not gonna work. I'm gonna try it.
Well, I think you should try it
because I also
and then
need
you can report back.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Be ready to scramble. Literally. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's been July with
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WholeTones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.